Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, it's time for another rousing round of hotel horror. There's a weird story out of Tennessee, but I wanted to get to this text we got a few days ago. It's actually kind of an older text, but I've been holding on to it. It's from somebody who manages a motel on Highway 80. And they say that like once a year, some guy comes rolling in there at like 90 miles an hour, comes in, rents a room, goes in there, just defiles the bathroom, just does horrifying things to the bathroom.
And then leaves.
And then jumps back into his red Jeep Liberty and gets back on his way towards either the Dakotas or Denver. That's a hotel horror story.
Defiled them only once, so I had to do that. Yes.
I know you've got a spot. You know it's like, if I could just hold it until I cross the line.
And then I duck walk. You're like,
I need the steam room.
Stat.
Do you like book it for a week in advance just to like have it?
On the way back. Yeah, I should do that.
I mean, the cleaning people have to come in and go, well, we don't have to make the bed, but what do you do in the bathroom?
What? I fly.
Make some food.
I courtesy fly.
Does that help?
Yes. But I do. You're right. I do that at a motel. Yeah.
Did you say I do that?
I might often do that, yeah. In the past, I've done
so. Hotel horror stories are like this. It's something weird and awful that happened to you at a hotel. You're a worker at a hotel that, I remember in the same vein, we don't want them all to be poo related, but I remember, do you remember somebody saying they worked at a hotel and they went in and somebody had had a number two in everything where it could be contained in the area of the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay.
So like bathtub.
Okay.
Sink.
Oh.
Toilet.
Okay, your standards.
Ice bucket.
Now we're getting creative.
And the worst part is,
I
might be misremembering this, and this is awful, and I probably shouldn't even say it out loud, but they said the sink one was the size of a cantaloupe.
Oh, that, okay.
I remember distinctly the word cantaloupe.
All right, that's...
was a human checked in? Or was it
So I don't know what to do with that information. I just remember that being a hotel horror story from the past.
That's the size of a baby's head. The dilation, just passing in. I mean, you have to be... What?
Was it on I-80 or whatever?
It was on 80.
You got to call ahead. I'm dilating.
The contractions are 3 seconds apart.
What does that mean?
I think my gravy broke.
Ew.
This is going to get Aaron.
I mean, there's another theory on the cantaloupe that I don't think I should get into, but like, didn't have to come out like that. I mean, it could have been somebody creative.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like made a snowball?
Yeah,
like the ghost video?
Yeah, it's like, oh, my love,
where they're getting
my
their,
darling.
Their hands squishy and all,
you know. Is that a penny going up the wall?
Oh, God. Okay.
That's just... We want hotel horror stories, not poo related.
All poo related.
So...
Yeah.
Hotel Horrors, 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. The story that got us started talking about this is a person in Tennessee went to sleep in his room, and when he woke up, the hotel manager was in his room and had his toes in his mouth.
What the? Yeah, what?
That personal touch. Makes our stay different.
The manager claimed he smelled smoke.
What? Then broke in.
He claimed he smelled smoke, went in to investigate, apparently thought it was his feet that were on fire.
What the?
And doused the flames with his mouth, taking the ultimate sacrifice.
Okay.
That's kind of scary because we've stayed in hotels for like at Alice events and stuff where like the keys didn't work. Do you remember that? And they were like,
oh, yeah.
The keys just open random doors. They're like, well, they got somehow messed up. So it was like, just, you know, lock the door.
They like did. That. They remember they told us. They were like, make sure you do all the bolts on the, like, lock it. Because we're not sure who's got what key. They're just like.
Yeah, and it happened to our boss. Somebody tried to get in the middle of the night.
Get out, a toe sucker.
You remember that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
They were just like, well, you'll figure it out.
Have you never been, like, I've been your toes. In rooms. I've walked into hotel rooms that weren't mine. Like the like the lobby screwed up and they, like, give you a key and you, like, go up and, like, and it works. You walk right in and there's feet on the bed. And I was like, ugh. And you do the, like, Grandpa Simpson, and like, ah, back out. Yeah. Like,
I smell fire.
Yeah. No, whoa.
Oh, God, it happens all the time.
That's embarrassing.
If you stay at enough hotels, like, what was the hotel here? God, there's a great Netflix documentary. It's gone now. It's in your hood. It was in Aurora. Motel, something.
Oh,
where the dude bought the hotel. And then, like, there was an attic above all the rooms, and basically he added a new vent in every room, and he could go above all the rooms and just watch people.
Yes.
He would watch them have relations. He would watch. He claims he eventually saw a murder in that hotel, and they raised it. It's gone. It's like, anyway, it's a great documentary. And
there was one time, the only time I've been to Vegas as an adult, where we walked in and there were people in the room and it was a mess. Like, there was some sketchy stuff going on.
Like drugs?
Yeah.
Like hookers?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was gross.
It's like a welcome package, I think.
That is Vegas.
I'd take that over the sucking the toes.
You gotta pay extra for that, yeah.
All right. If you have a hotel horror story, 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
We are looking for your stories of somebody broke into a hotel room and started sucking on a dude's toes.
It's like, what? What?
So we're looking for your hotel horror stories. Samantha?
Yai.
Hotel horror. What happened to you?
So I was on a work trip, and my job can be kind of stressful, especially when I go on these business trips. So I took a bath to kind of just, like, blow off some steam, and it wasn't the nicest hotel. My company can be kind of chintzy. While I was in the bath, the handle fell off the door, like the doorknob fell off the door, and I couldn't open it from the inside.
Oh, my God, that's actually happened at the radio station before to our boss. Remember our boss was locked in the bathroom?
You couldn't get around.
And he was just, and, like, I don't even think he had his phone. Wait, was your dog in the hotel with you?
I didn't bring my dog.
I thought you said your dog, you said your job. Never mind.
My job can be kind of sincere. My dog loves very fancy meals. Yes.
So then what did you do? Did you have your phone, or were you just stuck in there till the maids came?
I didn't have my phone. The only thing that saved me is that I like a lot of towels. I'm kind of a princess, like one for my hair, one to, like, I don't know, just like a lot. So I'd requested extra towels before I took my bath, and they came to drop them off, and they were, thank God, able to hear me yelling and screaming from the bathroom.
Oh, otherwise, my God.
You're right. We've had that happen here.
Yeah.
They could have died.
It was the most peaceful day of work, though.
Thinking back,
because the boss was stuck in the bathroom. Samantha,
were you
that
banging
sucks.
On the door? Like, what happened?
You could have been there till the maids came.
That's true. Okay.
But then I would have missed meetings the next morning. I mean, can you even imagine?
Eventually, there would have been a wellness check or something for you.
Yes.
Wow. That's a great one. Thank you, Samantha. Renee?
Yes.
Hi.
Hotel horror.
Yes, so I was in a hotel in Pennsylvania and was cleaning my contacts in the morning like I normally do. One of them dropped and landed on the faucet in the sink. Didn't think much of it. Cleaned it off a little bit, put it back in my eye. Later that morning, started kind of getting fuzzy, and I wear toric contacts, so I thought maybe it was just a little twisted or something. Went to the bathroom, and my eye is completely dilated. Huge, all black, can't see any color.
What?
kind of freaked out a little bit. Was in the middle of a meeting, so really couldn't do anything all day. Stayed that way. Called the doctor. He said, come on in the next morning. Let's take a look. My eye actually went back to normal by morning. But when I was talking to the doctor, he's like, well, it could be something weird. But since it went, it re-dilated back to normal, you're fine. The only other thing I can think of is that it, you got in contact with some cocaine.
Your contact hit cocaine, and then you put it in your eyeball.
Wow. Probably had cocaine on it.
Dang, did you go back to that? I want to. Hey,
I've been dropping both contacts on that bad boy. This is going to be a long night. Wow. Daniel.
Yai.
Uh-oh, it's Daniel, so he's got a hotel horror. What's yours?
I have no hotel horror. I've lived in a reputable hotel for the last 12 years. And so long as you treat the staff right, everything goes right.
Wait, you live in you've been living in a hotel for 12 years?
Yeah.
What?
Really?
Yeah, you get room service, maid service. If you lock yourself out because you're drunk and you lose your key, just run down to the front desk and they give you a new one.
At $200 a night?
No. Not at $200 a night. There's a rate, like an apartment, there's a monthly rate.
Really? I had so what?
This screams Steve.
It does. Why am I not living in a hotel?
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to clean. You don't have to cook. Right. People are just waiting on you hand and foot.
Yeah.
Daniel, I'm coming over.
Yeah, we'll be over in a little bit. Thanks, man. Bob.
Yeah.
Hotel horror.
My sister and brother-in-law got married in 1978, went to Wisconsin Dell, got married at their little hotel thing. 5 years later, they go to Vegas.
Okay.
They order a movie, and it's their movie.
No.
1978.
Yeah.
That's not possible. Who filmed it?
Excuse me?
Who filmed, like, somebody, did they know it existed? They filmed it? Who filmed
it? No, they did not. They got a nice settlement out of it.
Oh, what are the odds that,
I mean,
years later, they're in another hotel, they punch up one of them movies, and
did they go ahead and,
wait, do it to their own movie?
That would be weird.
Holy crap, never
Look
thought
how good
of
they
that.
Were.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
There's this new trend going around, and I hate it. I have umbrage with it.
Hold on. You're so trendy that I can't imagine there's something new and
thank you.
That you don't jump immediately on board with.
No, it's the barefoot boys trend. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it too, Steve.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's a 3-on-1 against
TDAC.
You're right.
No, it's supporting.
Oh, my God.
What do you like about
Aaron
it?
Aaron has figured out a way to flip Steve's on its head. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's taken me years to figure out a way to not let him get under my skin. But yeah, you're right. Good job, Steve.
It'll be last time I'll be clapping on the show. <ever. laughs>
What do you like about...
I don't like going barefoot, and this is happening. So this trend, that's the barefoot boys trend, is more for like teenagers to, young men, I guess.
Okay.
To just this summer, we're not going to wear shoes, kind of thing.
I love it.
Why? What do you love about
it? What's wrong with your feet?
They're doing it in public. They're doing it in store. They're doing it in everywhere.
No,
it's just nasty.
I agree. Not in stores. Not like the no shoes, no shirt, no service. That's fine. But like I walk my dog barefoot all the time. I love it.
Can't do it in a bar.
No.
Patio of bar.
No.
Why as long as you don't have to go inside, maybe.
You know how much nastiness has been spilled and spit up on a bar?
You shouldn't have that many questions about whether you can do it or not. It's disgusting.
Thank you.
Does anybody here, I'm just waiting for the day that somebody comes busting through the door with the intervention, but summertime day drinking, patio drinking is one of my favorite things in the world. The only thing that would make it better is if I didn't have shoes on. I love, oh my God. Like being at the view house, how they have an AstroTurf or whatever, and some real grass. One of the view houses, I think. Does the view house have real grass?
And the rule of shoes applies, yeah.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Oh my God, drinking with grass between your toes? Have you ever camped?
Have you ever touched grass?
Remove yourself and go do that anytime you want. But if you're in a public setting, in a business or something like that, then no.
But tell me why. I think... I think there's a thing. One, I think you and Tiak are slowly but surely turning into one person.
Yeah.
And it scares me. Like the other day when you were asking about Aaron's cycles and like whatever, I think your cycles are aligned. I think like the amount of times you guys agree, and like he used to be a really cool dude, and now he's turning into you.
I'm trendy, you said.
He used to be down to earth,
he
like
was.
The type of person that
yes.
would rock no shoes.
Even if Tiak has the weird, nasty toe fungus, he'd be okay with me having my shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's turned into like an absolutist, like a curmudgeon-y, like you.
Do you remember years ago, you used to, in the summer especially, you used to walk around barefoot, you would just put your feet up on the counters and stuff like that?
The day, like, by this time, I would be done with shoes until, I would be flip-flops, even if it's jeans. I would wear jeans and flip-flops, shorts and flip-flops. I did not wear shoes for 4 months out of the year for probably 15 years of my life. Ever. Just flip-flops. And then when I get in here, you kick them off, and then you're just walking around barefoot.
But in here, though, someone actually had to go talk to somebody to talk to you, I think. That's why you stopped.
No.
You stopped.
I stopped because you were so... I remember the
day. It
wasn't
just me.
Yes. It was 100% you.
No, it was
and
everybody
I remember
else.
You went
Steve
and bought,
went to Wanda.
He did. He, you,
I
like, you
didn't
did something.
Go, okay,
oh
you know
God.
Better
okay,
than that.
You. You're going, did someone talk to you? Did someone go to HR? It was you.
It was
thank
not
thank you
me.
For admitting it all these years later.
But no one
you,
talked to you. No one talked to you.
I remember the day you bought Havaianas or whatever. What's that brand?
I have no idea what that brand is.
Do you know about flip-flops?
Not much.
Look
no.
it up. They're the big... Havaianas, whatever. It's like a foreign... They're the flip-flop. They're the, like, formed... Because I like Reef ones. The Reef ones are cool because, oh, my God, here comes the intervention. Reef ones actually have a bottle opener on the bottom.
Mm.
So you can, like...
What?
Pop. Yeah.
The heck?
You have a Corona and, like...
See, but already you're describing something different. You're describing wearing something on your feet.
I
not
wear
just...
the flip-flop to the place where I'm going to take them off. Like, the flip-flops are just like if I'm walking on the gravel yeah. of the parking lot or whatever, and then I kick them off immediately. Like, I did not wear shoes in the studio. The flip-flops were just to get me in, or if I had to go pee. Because somebody
yeah.
in this building
I would own
has
it.
A
I would
massive
own it.
Prostate
I'm
issue.
I'm not a narc. I don't go narc people
you
out
You narked
like
me
that.
Out on that, and I think
Jim,
you're the guy with the prostate who is missing. The urinal is like, oh, my God. Have you peed in the urinal in the men's bathroom?
Yes.
I get close to the urinal.
How close?
Maybe it's me.
You need somebody.
The floor
it's,
against,
yes, it's
yeah.
somebody is like a dripper. Yeah. It's disgusting. I would wear my flip flops to there.
You yes. should all. Yeah, you should always wear shoes in the bathroom. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just appalled that you were barefoot in the studio. As you know yourself, this is a shared space. And for you to treat it with like it's your own.
He doesn't leave his shoes here. Guess who did yesterday?
Who did? BJ?
No.
Jamie?
No.
Schmidl?
Yep.
Ugh.
He left his shoes where?
Just so like, I mean, I know it's an accident. He went to go work out and like switch shoes. But like, that's yucky.
Yeah, it is.
I agree. Yeah. Who on the morning show has the worst feet? Let's just
do that. I don't want to picture that.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve.
I know you guys like to think that I don't shower a lot.
You don't.
Aaron,
enough.
Let me just say this. It happens more often than not that either Steve or I will be convinced you've radically cut your hair.
That happened today.
You were like, oh my God.
And you changed like, something. You changed your hair.
Nope. It's just not filthy.
I decided to watch it.
Doesn't have that cloud around it anymore.
Right.
Aaron is
that Linus?
Pigpen. Yes,
that,
Pigpen.
What?
Pigpen.
Pigpen. Yeah, he's different than Linus. Linus has the blanket.
Oh, he doesn't have a real name?
His name's Pigpen. That's his name.
What
That's
the
what
heck?
They call him.
Yeah.
He's just a cloud of filth.
Do you not know the names of the characters?
I guess
Who's
not.
Who's the one who plays the piano?
Schroeder.
Nice.
See, so you know.
Who's the girl that's named after a candy or a...
Well, that I don't know.
Peppermint Patty.
Oh.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. Who's? What's her sidekick's name?
Marcy.
Oh, it is Marcy. I was going to say Marcia. Glasses. She has no eyes. I mean, her eyes are her glasses. Yeah.
She was Dilbert before Dilbert.
She was.
She's
she
nice.
Was the original Dilbert.
And the Dad in Family Circus. I know my comics. They have no eyes.
That's right.
Is that worth anything? Is that a valuable skill?
I think that's worse than me not showering.
I think they come in a tie for a second.
Like there are literally times where I don't understand how we're employed. Like, what are we talking about?
I got the reference.
Okay.
Dad and Family Circus?
No, I yeah, but I mean, Aaron's clearly got a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
oh, yeah.
You're right.
And we're literally naming characters from Peanuts, and we can't even... Okay, so we took her story, got on a tangent, and we can't even stay on the tangent. Now we're on TX, tangent of the tangent.
Yeah. Text okay, in your characters.
I'm mansplaining tangents. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, the other day, I was taking a shower.
Oh,
nice.
And I was thinking, because, you know, the showers are the best place to have your, like, deep thoughts. I know a lot of times I will, like, think back on arguments that I've had, like, 5 years ago, and I'm I would have said this. I would have destroyed them.
Yep.
But I was thinking, how big does a meatball have to be?
Oh, my God.
In order for it to become no longer a meatball, but a meatloaf.
Wow. Dang.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tiag, do you have any other comic strips?
I'm trying to think of other characters that wear glasses, but you can't see their eyes.
How big did you... I mean...
I don't know.
I got to say, I've never made meatloaf in my life. And you guys know me as a connoisseur. And I love... Shout out to Ted's Montana Grill. Their meatloaf is one of the best.
Is that the bison one?
It's bison.
I got to try it.
Do they have the tomatoes, like the tomato sauce?
No, it's not tomato. It's brown gravy.
That rocks.
It's so much better. Okay. There's something about... My mom always made it, and it's like... It was like sweet.
Or something
It was like
there.
The tomato sauce is just...
Because it's like brown sugar and like ketchup and mustard. That's what my mom used to make too.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't mind
and
it
raw
though.
Eggs and...
Oh, you can't eat that.
You can't eat meatballs or meatloaf.
I can if they use like
a... Oh, the fake...
Yeah, like the gluten-free bread crumbs.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gluten-free bread crumbs are essentially
like
tortilla
panko
chips, right?
Or something, yeah.
They're just that... I don't know. Do you want people to text in, Aaron? How
know.
Did we ever solve? Because I don't think
and
I've ever
And is there
had...
like an in-between?
Well, I know this. Olive Garden, if you get their classical lasagna, you can get like a topping of three big meatballs.
How big are we talking?
They're like big, and there are three of them.
You're
there.
Doing baseball size? Are you going to say baseball?
Not softball. Okay. Bigger. They're about
like
baseball.
Like tennis ball.
Okay. Yeah, tennis balls.
Okay.
You get three of them.
Okay.
And you put them together. Now we're getting close.
Now you're loafish.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
almost to a loaf.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's more shape based because I think a meatball could grow exponentially as long as it stays in a ball shape.
Okay.
I think it continues to be a meatball.
But
it has the form.
Log or
yeah.
Loaf.
Yeah. Which is disgusting. What is anyone doing eating meatloaf?
Take it back.
No.
I'm going to order Ted's Montana Grill right now.
Why shape it into a
it's
bread
like, let's
shape.
Just smash all this meat into a square.
What difference does it make? You're just going
to
cut it anyway.
But why
you don't
that
put the whole ball
shape?
In your mouth. The only just, good ball is one you can fit in your mouth, though, in my opinion.
Okay, these like, are too big. Mm. You can't just...
Yeah, no, the Olive Garden ones, you're obviously going to have to chop them up.
Big.
But like, and I have to say it, going to TX party, the last time he ever invited
so
me over
good.
To a party, he had the little crock pot with the little like Swedish meatballs or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I just stood there. And you feel weird because you're using the same toothpick over and over. I just kept sticking the same toothpick
That's
into
gauche.
The little...
No, because it's fine. You're only touching the one. You're grabbing it. It's
you're kind of hitting the sauce on your way in, though.
Oh, okay.
You're kind
of
spitting
yeah, a
the
lot
sauce.
Of people talked about that.
That was the highlight. Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So, you know how you're on a flight and maybe you're sitting next to like someone attractive and you know you're chit-chatting, there's a flirting going on, and you land in whatever city
that
you
has
are.
Never happened to you ever. You don't.
He does. I mean, chit chat on.
He
planes.
Does, but not with attractive people. I think Steve like climbs up. He purposely chooses middle seat between two knitting grandmas.
Or he's trying to get to the pilot.
That's my birthday.
I played a lot of flight simulator. I just want to introduce myself in case something goes down. I need them to know that I'm ready to step in.
Okay, maybe it's not. I'm curious on how it does happen. Does it really ever happen? Does it really go down? Then you land, and let's say you're in the city, you have to connect a flight. You're not even in the city or destination. You're really going to go get a hotel. What do?
You're talking about...
It's fun.
You could definitely... first off, the Mile High Club. I don't think the Mile High Club is always people who know each other.
Yeah. Right, I agree.
I don't think it's necessarily like you and your girlfriend are on the plane and you just can't handle it. It's like you and somebody's like, we're never going to see each other again.
So let's get
and
it.
And I'm just like, and we're... tipsy.
I see that.
So let's commit a federal crime together?
I see that.
I don't think it's a federal crime.
Yeah. It's not? It seems like you can't really do it. You're not even supposed to really use the bathroom in the bathroom.
Can't smoke in there.
Okay, that's different.
You're not smoking.
You can't have relations in there.
Yes, you can.
They don't say it on the announcements, but that's in the bylaws.
There's no... So you're asking, has anyone on the planet ever hooked up?
Yeah, you landed, and did you get a hotel, and then you went on your separate
this
ways?
This is where I'm really confused. Have you ever had a one-night stand?
Oh, yeah, plenty, but not on a plane. Like on a flight.
What's the difference? Like, you're sitting at a bar.
Okay.
And you meet somebody.
A stranger.
Yep.
And talking, you start chatting. Flirting.
Yes.
And then you excuse yourself, and you go bang.
Well, what do you mean excuse? So what part of it are you missing? Like, you think you have to do it in the bar?
Yeah, like you're in the concourse. Where do you go? And let's say you're not at your destination yet. You're like at a connecting.
Right.
Yeah, it seems like everyone's on like a tight schedule. It's not like the end of a night at a bar where it's like, well, what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? My connecting flight's in 40 minutes. So it was nice. I get what you're saying. It does seem like.
Family bathroom. Done. Okay, I have had relations in the family bathroom.
You have.
At the airport.
At
family bathroom is made. There's a changing table.
Yes.
For babies.
Uh-huh. But it's got a railing so the baby doesn't fall off. There's some gription.
So I have to use those currently. I don't like that.
But you can absolutely relate.
Okay. So I don't have to go get a hotel room for 20 a half hour.
But you could. There's always a hotel, like at DIA. Now you can go to the Mustache Hotel.
You're right.
Knock one out.
And then get back on our plane.
Or change your flight if you dig it and you're like,
okay,
yeah, but then you got to go through security again.
There is that. Seems
I feel like most of the time, I don't know, there's not really connecting flights anyways.
Okay,
yeah, so then you're just both in Denver, or you both landed in,
you're going to the same place,
Cleveland. Yeah, and let's go to, like, well, I'm staying at the Westin. Where are you staying? Okay, well, let's look up for drinks later, or let's share an Uber to one place and see where this goes. Like, I think
that all makes sense, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, and the thrill of it, I imagine, is that you don't know each other.
Okay.
And you're never going to see each other again. And you're not in your hometown, so you can do creepier things, right? And, like, never...
Yeah, but when you're on a plane... I was even just thinking about this the other day when they were showing on the news just, like, a B-roll of people at an airport just traveling. It's like, I don't even want to be on camera when I'm at the airport. I got my AirPods in. I'm not paying attention. I'm sweaty. I'm probably stinky. Like, I'm wearing my slides so I can get them off easy at TSA. I'm not, like...
at my best. So who am I meeting?
You were part of the group that said I couldn't wear flip-flops, but you can wear slides?
With socks. With socks.
I don't care with socks. You're... Oh my God, I am done with everyone in this room. Like, I'm gonna go book a flight and try to bang everybody on it. I am literally, because I'm just sick of you. What's the cheap? Aaron, look up Southwest, want to get away fair. I don't care where the plane's going. Like, I'll fly to Wichita right now.
Competition. You can fly and try to bang, we'll stay here and try to bang.
We'll see. And we'll see. And yeah. You're in Wichita.
You're married, you're not getting anything.
Wait, Aaron gets
a Aaron's got a boyfriend, she's not getting anything.
What? She's
yeah, you're Steve. You might have washed your comforter.
Dry clean.
I'm dead serious. I can jump on a plane right now and just chat somebody up and go, first time to Wichita? Me too.
All right, ready?
Have you seen the family bathroom in the Wichita airport?
Dude, text.
Is anybody, who's headed to Wichita on the anything after 7 o'clock?
So romantic, buddy.
Slacker and Steve.
God, I love it when you guys make me work as hard as I'm about to. There's a list of best summer soundtrack songs.
It's a weird bad list, actually.
I have to agree.
Thanks.
That okay. It's well, you're into it.
Yeah, I like them.
I mean,
it's like, misleading. I thought it would meant something else.
Oh, just best summer song?
Yeah, but they're having best summer soundtrack. It has to be from a movie that was in a summer.
I don't know if right? It's. No. I think it's a best summer song, but it has to be from a soundtrack. Because I think, okay, let's get right into it. This one.
When you were young and your heart.
This is a summer song?
A woman book.
I got to do this a different way.
Is this what we sing when we're out summering doing stuff?
Well, okay, you know what kicks in.
I think that, I got to go play this a different way. So everybody just bear with me. I think this movie wasn't a summer movie. This is a Bond movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he wrote this for Bond.
Okay.
Okay, well, then it's not a... Yeah. This is a great song. This is not...
For summer soundtrack. Is this what we put on?
It sounds like the loading music on, like, GoldenEye, like the video game.
Well,
select your game. Two-player, four.
Choose your character.
Yeah.
This is a great song, but this is the number one song on their list.
I never would
have... It's not even in the wheelhouse of... I wouldn't, if I were road tripping, I would not, this song would not be on my,
okay.
On my,
a summer
all.
Soundtrack road no. Trip, okay.
Song number two, however, for sure. Are we kidding?
Okay, the movie was huge.
I don't even remember what movie it's in.
The
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Oh, okay. There
everybody sing. This is
a great one.
Here's the thing about this. That man, Kenny Loggins, all he does is sound
that's,
soundtrack
yeah,
songs.
He's made an empire out of doing that.
I mean, what is his best? Is that his best soundtrack song?
Yeah, the Top
the
Gun.
One.
This made the list.
Okay.
I wasn't even thinking about this one.
Because you got one more.
Mm. Yeah.
You know of another one?
Yeah.
I don't like
I was thinking
one.
Of the other one.
And it's not on the list.
This correct. One makes me want to play some volleyball.
Oh, what's a
switch. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the volleyball song? It wasn't that.
No.
No, Take My Brother Away from this making sweet love.
I don't want to play volleyball to that song.
I confuse those. See, I have a lot of similar emotions when I see.
Oh, my God. You see Steve rolling into, what was that thing over by Stampede? Caledonia's or whatever.
Yeah,
where they have all these volleyball courts. He's like, hey, guys, I got it. Hold on.
It was Kenny, though. It was playing with the boys, I think.
Another
maybe.
One? Oh, yeah. This was the smash, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I always hated this song. So I'm not road tripping. I refuse to road trip.
You wouldn't road trip to this song?
No. I'll get out of the car. Let me out.
What about his other one, Footloose? Come on. That's
I actually that pulled one. That one up because I
oh
think this
gosh.
Is the best soundtrack song of all time.
It's classic.
Yeah. Yeah. Those kids were the most professional dancers of all time in high school. The final scene.
Kevin
they're
Bacon.
All, yeah.
No, Kevin.
He's the worst dancer of them all.
No, because he teaches the other kid.
He teaches. Is that kid dead?
He is dead. Yeah.
Oh, I
is he the
know
one
that.
From
Penn? Chris Penn.
Yeah, he's in. Reservoir Dogs, right?
He is. Yeah.
This still gets played at every wedding to this day.
It does?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
I like that one. No, I like that one.
You know there's people in their cars right now driving fast and wishing we would shut the episode. Yeah. Guys, I want to hear the song!
Yum.
Been working so hard, I'm punching my car.
You guys, it cannot just be me singing.
I love what I got. I've got to see
Okay, so
that's a summer.
Yeah, for sure. That's my number
probably,
one.
That was the best one so far.
I'm going to say this. If you're going to shoulder roll out of the car on danger zone,
yes.
I think if you couldn't get the door unlocked, like you're real bad in my car, you don't know how to get in and out of my car.
Yeah.
You haven't even been in my car yet.
I haven't.
Oh my God, let's go get in the car. Let's finish this down in my car.
I don't.
Because I guarantee you. I've got that queued up.
I know you did.
Take your shirt off, buddy. Right.
I've got a volleyball in the back.
I've known you for a really long time.
Yeah.
And I know the songs that you hate. Like if I, and I can't play it right now because it wasn't in a soundtrack.
Good.
But it's, no, I can play it. Hold on.
Yeah, we make the rules.
I like if it's the one I'm thinking of. I love the band and other songs.
No, you don't love. Oh God, maybe I don't have it.
Good.
It's hold on. Give me one more second. Talk amongst yourselves.
I'll shoulder roll again.
Oh, here we go. This is not count on this list, but Steve will fall out of the car immediately if you start to play this.
Yes, I like the band. Hate this
you
song.
You actually like this band? You like Steve Miller?
There's some other songs that are okay. This one is the stupidest, most worthless waste of time of all time. The lyrics are so stupid.
No, listen, how brilliant. I heat up, I can't cool down. My situation goes. Oh, that's the second verse.
Wow, he rhymed down with
what
the
a
round.
Great.
Wow, that's...
Okay.
Big creative. There.
Anyway, all I wanted to say was this song will for sure get you out of the car.
And then you want me out of the car. That's what. Yeah.
Wait, you don't like it, Aaron?
I'm tucking and rolling.
What? I want to play more volleyball.
Tiak and I
you
are taking our shirts
some
off.
Stairs?
Yeah. I haven't put my shirt on yet. I'm
so tired.
You cannot honestly say there's a bad
song. It's so trite and insipid. It's just.
Survivor?
Yes.
Rise it up. Do you remember what was the thing? He got famous again recently.
The guy from Survivor?
Yes. It was okay. It's a company who's had some of the most successful ad campaigns of all time. And recently they had one go a little bit sideways on him. It's Bud Light.
This guy's in Bud Light?
Do you remember when Bud Light did the commercials that were like, oh my God, I can't remember how it goes.
Oh,
but
the
it's
announcer?
Like,
and the,
where it's like, here's the, to you, Mr. We'll always wear the letter. And it's like, Mr. President!
That was the guy
the
singing.
The guy from Survivor was the guy
singing
who said,
Bud's.
Yes! Yes! Because it was like, the announcer would go, you're never deterred by whatever. He's like, never deterred! And he'd sing like the last line
that
of the thing.
That was the Survivor guy.
Yes.
I don't know how to feel about all that.
All right, listen, we got about 100 more songs to get to on our summer soundtrack list. So if you want to hear us talk over music.
We'll get Steve's shirt off by the end of it. Don't you worry.
Next.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, so we're doing.
Yes, I'm shoulder rolling out again.
I haven't stopped.
We're doing summer soundtrack songs. The best songs to like, whether you're road tripping, but they got to be from a soundtrack.
From a movie, yes.
From a, yeah. And
that
if you want to text
movie.
In your suggestions, text in to 51059.
Okay.
This one's okay.
What?
It's close.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Power of Love.
When Marty McFly like jams this song.
Okay.
Do you remember when he's auditioning? He wants to play
too loud.
The thing.
It's too
is,
loud.
You too loud. And you know who's the guy who says it's
that
too loud?
That was Huey Lewis.
That was Huey Lewis.
Oh. I didn't realize that.
Now you do.
Wow.
He has a bullhorn.
He did.
Yep.
Fellas, I'm afraid you're just too darn loud.
Yep. Like the stabs.
Do you like Huey Lewis and the News? No? American Psycho?
That's...
Oh my God, you're right. I'm going to give you that one. Yes. I'm not even making a joke.
I'm trying.
No, because he's amazing.
He like broke down and analyzed Huey Lewis.
All the... Like he breaks down all these different... Anyway, is this...
Yeah, this is a good one.
It's a curious thing.
Oh.
Make one man weep, make another man sing. Raise your heart to a little white.
You seem like you don't like this one. What's the problem?
It's all right. That's the power of love. There's a better song on the soundtrack, and it goes not a little, but a lot like this. I'll be back in
time. Oh, the Bad Future movie, yeah.
No?
No.
No?
No.
It's not different.
If you're going to play a song from this soundtrack, you got to play Johnny B. Good.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Marty McFly's version of Johnny B. Good is one of the greatest songs on that soundtrack.
It's in B, Follow Me for the Changes.
But it's not. That's what's so funny. He's like, Blues in B, Follow Me for the Changes. Like, it's not. It's an A.
It's an A.
It's an A. Did he get... I don't know what. To this day.
It just irks you.
The other thing that really makes... No, that's too far down a rabbit hole. What? It just irritates me because it's kind of white privilege-y in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because he goes back in time and plays Chuck Berry. That song was like what kicked off rock and roll. All songs were based on that song.
Yes.
And essentially, a white guy takes credit for writing, for inspiring Chuck Berry. Because then it's like, hey, Chuck, it's your cousin Marvin. Marvin Berry, you know that sound you're looking for? And he lets him hear the Chuck Berry song. So it's sort of...
Yeah, they're implying that he ended up stealing it from Marty. Yeah.
From a white guy. It's like from a white time traveler.
Then you got the Starlighters up there. They're trying to be relevant.
Marvin Berry and the Starlighters.
Yeah.
What a great... When they play Earth Angel.
Earth Angel? Yeah, best not. I'd rather have that Earth Angel...
Then that song?
Then back in time?
Yeah.
All right. We're running out of time here. How many more of these songs do we want? Because like You Could Be Mine is on this list. I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
What movie is it from?
Oh, that's Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, but do you know this song?
Terminator 2. Have you ever heard this song in your life?
Nothing
at all.
I mean, it doesn't inspire me to do anything but turn the radio off.
Okay.
In fact, I'm guessing most people are.
Oh.
This one, I think we're, and I know Steve and I are going to agree on this one. I'm almost 100%. Oh. Come on, buddy.
Young Guns soundtrack. Bon Jovi got the whole movie to soundtrack.
And it's not Bon Jovi, though.
Oh, it's
This is just him, isn't it? John.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You're telling me that he had a band with other people and then solo?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was literally all just him.
No, like, it's no. He's got another band. He's got a guy who sings just like... Let's go to the chorus.
It does seem... Yeah, like not a good friend. Like, I got this one, guys.
Oh, it's not it. Come on. Go. He's got a Richie Sambora guy doing that.
I like the harmonies you got going on there with.
It's a Richie Sambora wannabe.
So this is a good road to summer.
I feel like people are driving fast right now. Look outside.
No, that made me slow down.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to pull over. I'm getting a little sleepy.
What song do you want to hear on the list? Because I'm going to tell you, I've got songs that are better ones. This is on the list.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy, you don't get to be mad at this because you wanted to play Berlin Take My Breath Away.
I did not.
You did. You were like, you literally said that.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know. How much of this song do we want to hear?
I'm not road tripping to this at all.
I'm not going anywhere to this song.
Right.
I'm like, watch you smile. All right,
depends who you're on the road trip with, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's Liv Tyler, I guess. Yeah.
Have you ever, Because
to me, this song reminds me of Blades of Glory. And so
that's a good movie, actually.
It's in that movie, too?
Yeah. It's
doing
like their iconic skating thing.
I've never seen that movie. Yeah. I don't like stupid movies.
It's not dumb.
No, I just mean like stupid.
Whatever.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't like. I'm okay.
Mindless.
Yes, yeah, I think. I know all you guys love to quote Super Troopers.
I hate all that, but I don't.
And Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
They're just they're so bad. Oh, and Ron Burgundy.
Okay, you went too far.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so I'm getting off the list, and I'm going to tell you, this right here is the greatest movie soundtrack song of all time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just check those old records off the shelf.
Tom Cruise dancing in the living room.
Yeah, now, so, Tiak, you have to put your shirt back on.
Okay.
Yeah. But take your pants off.
And your shoes.
Why not both?
All right, a couple more. This, I think, this was Tiak's suggestion. And this is iconic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a good one.
Texas, a good old baby now.
Shaking our baby.
Twist and shout.
All right. So
I sing this with my song because you got.
Come on, baby. Come on,
come on, that's a good call.
Baby. All right. This is the last song.
Summer soundtrack.
Summer
movie.
Soundtrack. Best summer soundtrack songs. And if you and Aaron don't sing this.
Oh, no.
I'm shoulder rolling, and I'm driving.
Oh, love.
I'm not kidding. You have to do it. Who starts?
I've got chills, then multiply again, and I'm losing control. All the power you're supplying.
It's
electrifying.
Yes! Better shape up.
Better shape up.
Boop, boop, boop.
I need a man.
Nice.
This is my vibe.
Everybody look out the window. I-25. There's bodies strewn everywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a story about a dentist who had almost everything they needed to have a dentist practice, but what they were missing is I'll just tell you it's a crucial part.
Yuck. Mm-hmm. I got a story where if you live in Florida near a canal and you hear a knock at the door late at night,
okay,
be sure to ask who is it before opening it. We'll find out who it was.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah! Let's go!
We got a woman there. She lives near Fort Myers with her family.
Okay.
She heard someone knocking at the door at 10:30 at night.
Okay.
They weren't expecting anyone to come to the house, yeah. But she opened the door anyway and was shocked to find a 5-foot alligator on the doorstep. Just sitting there staring at her.
Hi!
Her first thought, of course, was to take out her phone and snap a photo of it.
Why? My first thought would be anything but that.
Right. The gator gave her a smile, turned around, and walked away. But still, yes.
What?
Blindly answer your door.
Oh, they're polite out there. The gators are like,
hi.
Dom, go ahead and ring. Hit the doorbell on this one. See if they got any ground beef for children.
Okay.
My story comes out of Rhode Island.
Oh.
I got a 57-year-old woman who's got herself the chair. She's got herself the drill. I used to have the drill sound. Where's my drill sound?
Oh, yeah, you have a cool drill sound.
Drill, 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 drill. I'll find it eventually.
Okay.
She's got the drill. She's got the chair. She's got the Novocaine. She's got everything she needs.
Yeah.
What she does not have is a dentist license.
What the heck?
So she is doing...
What?
She's doing dentistry in her She's doing dentistry in her garage.
Yeah.
A patient went in there with some tooth pain. She was immediately skeptical because she was taking tools out of a dresser drawer.
Holy
Some of the tools looked rusty in nature.
Okay.
So eventually she called the police.
Yeah.
Police came and said, "Yeah, no, she does not have a license to practice."
Okay.
The judge said, "Wow, woman, for a dentist, you have a lot of nerve."
Oh, I see the nerves. Yeah. Yeah, the dentist deals with nerves.
Trying to figure out.
Never could find that sound effect, so it felt like my story was, I don't know. Maybe coming up in a little bit, we'll have the dentist sound effect for the... All right, those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.